Okay, gentlemen, what I wanted to talk with you about today is the last Sugya in Bishul, which we have not yet covered. And then Belina, there next week, I hope we'll give Shiran Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, possibly Wednesday. We'll talk about the Dinim Dirabbanan of Bishul. So the last din, and my say Doraisa, not so pashit, but we'll discuss as we go along, is the halach of Hagasa, stirring. Now, stirring has two different sugyas in Shas where it comes up. The Gemara in Beitza tells me that Echad hevi esa eitzin, Echad hevi esa ur, the Echad shayfis hagedera, the Echad meges kulam chayovim. Right? The Gemara in Beitza says that you have a whole bunch of people who are involved in the process of cooking, including the fellow who is Magus, including the fellow who stirs the pot. Just to teach you a little bit of Yiddish, stirring the pot, the term is kochleffel, right? Even someone who's a kochleffel means he's just a rabble-rouser. He's stirring the pot, making trouble. So even someone who just stirs the pot is going to be chayiv. Azoy state in the Sefes Beitza. The only issue is that the Gemara in Beitza presumably is talking about when the food is on the fire. And the Gemara in Beitza is presumably talking about a case when the food is not yet nispasho, called zarko. So from the Gemara in Beitza, I do see that if you are magus, you're going to be chayiv. But l'cha'ora, the chiyuv is going to be a chiyuv of stirring in the sense of I'm speeding up the bishul, kruvei bishul. It could be the Gemara in Beitza. We spoke about this already in the context of the Machlekes Rambam and Rashba about bishul achar bishul. It could be the Gemara in Beitza is talking about even before it's nispashel k'machol ben drusoy, and that's why you're going to be chayiv. The Ritva in Shavuos on Daf Yud Ches, and it's quoted by Rebbe Akiva Eiger here at the beginning of Shin Yud Ches. The Ritva in Shavuos tells me that there's a din of Keruve Bishula, which is considered Bishul. Speeding up the process is Bishul. The Gemara there in Shavuos is talking about Azar Shahapach Tzinoira, if someone is a non-Kohen and he flips a piece of meat. So you're Chayiv. The Ritva says, oh, you see from there, they're Inyan Shabbos also. Keruve bishula is bishul, meaning something that would cook in 2 hours. If I make it cook in 1 hour, I'm going to be chayiv. Mr. Albert Shalita.
Did I hear you correctly that you said that the presumed in the Gemara Beitza is that the food is nitbashal kol tzarko?
No.
That it's not nitbashal kol tzarko?
We don't know 1,000,000%, but the Pashtos, the Gemara in Beitza, is talking about the food is not nispashel called tzarko, and bepashtus the Gemara in Beitza is talking about that the food is still on the fire.
And
In which case,
if it was nitbashal kol tzarko, then we would say that keruve bishul wouldn't happen, or we said that it could improve it and therefore could still.
you're jumping the
We
gun.
no, we said it earlier by chillint. We had said it much earlier at the year.
So we get that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. But you're getting ahead. That's good. It's not a bad thing. I work slowly. But the point is, all I see from that Gemara Beis Lama Dalet is that if someone is Magus, he's Chayiv. But the Pashtus that Gemara is relatively limited. It's talking about being Magus when it's on the fire, and it's talking also about a case when the food is not yet fully cooked. But there's another Gemara about Hagasa, which is found in Shabbos Daf Yud Ches. So if you remember, there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about what we call Shvisas Kelim. Right? The Torah doesn't say the Kelim, but Beis Shammai understands nonetheless that the Kelim can't do malacha on Shabbos, meaning my pot can't work on Shabbos for me. That's the din of Shvisas Kelam according to Beis Shammai. Frak the Gemara according to Beis Shammai, how do you have tzemer liyora? If I have like a pot that is cooking some dye, so How does that happen? My pot is in violation. I'm in violation of the Isser Malacha and Shabbos because my pot is cooking. That would be a din of Shavisus Kalim. So Zach the Gemara, we're talking about a Yora Akura. We're talking about the pot is not on the fire. So for the Gemara of Anechash Dilma Magus, let's be worried that even though the pot is not on the fire, maybe you'll be Magus. Zach the Gemara, we're talking about Akura Vatucha. We're talking about the pot is not on the fire, and it's Tucha, Tucha in the sense that I have some dough or the light that is surrounding the pot. So it's not, it's like a lock. There's like a lock in place that you can't be magus, that you can't stir. So that Gemara is interesting already, because that Gemara tells me that there is a din of Hagasa, even if the pot is not on the fire. Now, there are a few things to be said about this Gemara. Thing one is, well, if there's a din of Hagasa when it's not on the fire, it could be that I'm talking about some food item which is not yet in the special cold circle. Right? L'cha'ira, there's no indication that it is fully cooked. So it's likely that we're talking about that it's not nistashel cold circle. That is one thing to focus on in the Gemara. Another thing to focus on in the Gemara.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question?
So if I say you can't, what would happen?
I would mute myself and say, okay.
It's okay. Yeah, please.
In the terms of this, like dyes, right? You're not really cooking it, but you might be like, maybe the water is like heating up. But if you have something that you're not actually cooking, but you want it to be
Zuck Taisvis. Taisvis says your idea, but he goes further with it. Tosa says maybe we're not talking about Bishal at all. Maybe I'm talking about the Malacha of Soveya. Right, what's the concern in the Gemara? I'm going to be Magus, and therefore what? So therefore, I'm going to make the dye darker. Right, we spoke about at one point, I think we spoke about this here, maybe I said it in a different year, right, that the Malach of Tzoveya is not only when I change the color of something, but let's say if I make it Yirak, Yarek Shebi Raikim, I make it like Mamish, the greenest of the greens, right? I make it adamdam, adam shaba adayman. I make it like a deeper red, a deeper green. So in that case, I'm going to be chayiv. That's also tzoveya. And it could be that the issue in the Gemara is that according to when the Gemara says that we should be chayish, that I'll be magus, we mean zoktaisis, that I am going to be magus, and therefore it will be a violation of Soveya. Let's take a breather. Taisus says the Gemara is talking about Soveya. Rashi learns that the Gemara is not talking about Soveya. According to Rashi, the Gemara is talking about Bishul. The Pashtus in Rashi is that Nechosh Shema Magus, we're talking about Bishul. What does this mean? Or what's the point of this machlokas? So the Rambam tells me in Perek Tes of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Yud Dalet that Ha'osa in Hatseva is Chayiv Mishum Soveya. If I make a die, I'm Chayiv for Soveya. That's what the Rambam writes. The Ravid jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. And the Ravid says that can't be the Pshat, because if I make a dye, I'm in violation of the Isser of Bishul. And the Ravid holds that something which is one av malacha can't be two. Right? In the Mishkan, they cooked dye. And they cooked dye, that's the paradigm of the Malacha of Mevashel. I asked Rav Shechter a couple months ago. What exactly are the dyes that they're cooking in the Mishkan? No? What are these some among them they're cooking? The Torah says that there were dyes in the Mishkan. Techeles, Argaman, Tola Ashani. None of those things really need to be cooked. Right? Techeles, you squeeze lechilazain. Argaman, Rav Herzog wrote his doctorate. Rav Herzog wrote his doctorate on the royal purple, which is that he understands that argaman is basically tcheles, but dyed in a different way. Right? If I expose the dye to various forms of sunlight, etc., different concentrations, that's going to be argaman. There's no bishul involved. And it's not samaman. It's not kedulei kar. Right? It's not bishul. Tehilas Shani is also some sort of red worm. So what exactly were the samamanim that they used in the Mishkan? I have been bothered by this kasha for a couple of months. If any of you have a suggestion, I'm happy to answer it. I asked it to Rav Schechter. He smiled. I don't know what that means. It could be mean Schwartz, you're a fat idiot. But there are different possibilities. Now, the Rambam tells me that if someone is also in Hatseva B'Shabbos, he's chayav mishum tzeveya. L'cha ora, that is what Taisus holds also. Taisus says that when the Gemara says Nefesh Doma Megis, the Gemara means for Tzoveya, and you're violating Tzoveya if you make a dye. But the Ravid says, no, making a dye, that's the paradigm in Halacha for the Malacha Mevashel. And the Malacha of Tzoveya, according to the Ravid, is only when I put the wool into the dye and I add color to the wool. Making the dye itself is not Tzoveya. So it's entirely possible the Machlekes is Rashi and Tesis is about whether making a dye is the malacha of tzoveya, and what could emerge, perhaps, is that according to Rashi, you're rak, making green greener, or making red redder, right, is not a malacha of tzoveya at all, right? The only source I have for that, yesod, to the best of my knowledge, is also the Sugya in Shabbos Yudfes. But let's go back to the Sugya in Shabbos Yudfes. The Gemara says that we should be choshesh doa megas, even though the food is not on the fire. Comes along the Chidushei HaRashba. Right? The Rashba asks, he says, well, if you're worried about Magus, L'cha'ayra, you should never be able to take food out of a pot. You see, the Rashba understands that the din of Magus is coming in contact with the food. And if I come in contact with the food, even if I am just ladling out, what I'm doing is I am making whatever food remains in the pot cook earlier, right? We spoke about this way back when in the context of water, taking water out of an urn. But the Rashba is bothered by Akasha. How do I take food out of a pot? If Rechoshesh Mishum Megas. So the Rashba has two answers. One answer in the Rashba is that according to my Shita, that once food is Maichel Ben Drusoy, there's no problem. There's no Bishal Achar Bishal, once food is Maichel Ben Drusoy. So Memela, there can't be an Isser of Magus also beyond that point. And the whole Sugya has to be talking about before it's Maichel Ben Drusoy. So I'm allowed to ladle out, which is the equivalent of Magus, once the food is Maichel Ben Drusoy. That would mean, according to our Yesoid, that Bishal Achar Bishal only sets in when it's Mevushal Kamachel Ben, when it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko, so ladling out or stirring, assuming they're the same, ladling out or stirring would not be a problem once it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko. So that's Mahalach number one of the Rashi. Mahalach number two of the Rashba is the Hagosa Rishona Bilvad is Usr. When I make pasta, so if you put the pasta in the pot and you don't stir it at all, the pasta gets stuck to the pot. And instead of pasta, you end up with a clump of some sort of salmonella flour attached to my pot. That's what you end up with. Hagasa Rishona Bilvad, says the Rashba, is the din of Hagasa. Mimela, removing food from the pot, is not going to be an iser of hagosa, because Zakhtar Ashba, you already did the first stirring. Once I do the first stirring, it's done. Now, there is a kolbo that the Beis Yosef quotes. It actually got me really nervous this morning, because I remember that there's a kolbo, and the kolbo is really important for this year. And I'm flipping through the Beis Yosef and Shin Yud Ches, and I don't find the kolbo. And I'm like, oh gosh, what happened over here? So I go through the Beis Yosef and Shin Yud Ches again. I don't see the kolbo. The kolbo happens to be quoted by the Beis Yosef in Reish Nun Gimel, in the Simen of the Dinim D'Rabbanan of Bishul, rather than in Shin Yud Ches in the Simen of the Dinim D'Oraisa of Bishul. The Kobo writes that even if food is Mavushal Kol Sarko, there is an Isser of Magus. Now, this is already troubling, but before I note how troubling it is, it seems that this shita is not a shita yichidit in halacha. The shita that there's an iser of magus, even when the food is fully cooked, l'cha'ira, is what emerges from the first day of the Rashba, or the second day of the Rashba, depending on how you count. Because the opinion in the Rashba is that hagasa only means hagasa rishona. But once the food is mevushal kemaychol ben drusai, which equals kol sarko in Rashba world, still doing that initial stirring is going to be a problem, right? So I could violate the iser hagasa even though the food is already cooked. Well, nishela tasha ilah, how on earth does that work? If I have food that's fully cooked, however I understand fully cooked in halacha, whether fully cooked is the same as maychol ben drusai, whether the way we pass in shochan and sif dalet, that fully cooked is only when it's mamish mevushal kol sarko. But l'cha'ira, why is there an iser of hagasa on fully cooked food? How can you be masbir this kolbo, this what I think is the first opinion in the Rash, but what hesber is there? So Rav Rimon, in his Sefer on page 294, Rav Rimon has the following suggestion. He says that there are two ways of understanding hagasa. There's the way that we began this year with today, that Hagasa is keruve bishula, that Hagasa speeds up the cooking process. Then there's another way to understand Hagasa, which is that Hagasa is mosef pan chadash b'machol. Hagasa adds a new dimension to the food, meaning that Hagasa makes the food different. Chazanish uses an expression that makes it softer. It changes the texture. When I stir food, right, even if the food is fully cooked and it's fully edible, but Hagasa is adding a dimension. It would seem, by the way, similar to the yisod of what we call mitztamek v'yafalo, no? That it's making it improved by making it shrivel, cook longer, something like that. The shita of the kolbo, that hagasa is usher by mevushal kol sarkai, the kolbo himself says it only when the kedera is on the ish. That might mean that the hagasa is makari of the bishal. But how can you be Makari of the Bishon's Mavushal called Sarko? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in one of his Chuvahs that the Pshat in the Kolbo is that it speeds up the Bishon in the sense of I could have a pot that is cooked, but there are some areas in it that's not fully cooked. No? You ever made like a pot of potatoes and the potatoes are soft, cooked, gevaldik, but there's going to be one potato somewhere that didn't get as soft. Didn't get as well cooked. It could be that's what the kolbo means. That's what the Rav Moshe says. There are, however, those who extend the yisod of the kolbo even to a case when it's not al gabei ha'esh, The Darkei Moshe at the end of Shin Yud Ches quotes from the Maharivayal, and the Maharivayal was quoting in turn from his Rebbe, the Maharil, that there's an Isser of Hagosa when it's Shaloi Agave Ha'esh, when it's Mavushal called Sarkai, which would mean that L'cha'ora the din is being Mosef Pan Chadash. Right, L'cha'ora, the Hezber for that is I'm adding a new dimension. Because it's not reasonable, L'cha'ora, it's not so reasonable that when it's Shelo Agave Ha'esh, it's going to be Mekar of the Bishul. It's possible. It's possible to say, like with Moshe, that even Shelo Agave Ha'esh, I mix the stuff around, it cooks the other stuff, but it's not so likely. It's more likely that it's Mosif Pan Chadash. But here's the thing. The Mahari Vayol is Machmir, that you should not even take food out of the pot when it's Shaloi Agave Ha'esh, even if it's Mevushal Kol Tzarkai. Don't ladle the food out of the pot. Now that's already very hard to understand. Because when the pot is Shaloi Agave Ha'esh, I could hear perhaps that I'm Mosef upon Chadash, but speeding up the Bishul process does not seem likely. It's Shaloi Agave Ha'esh. And ladling out, perhaps that speeds up the Bishul process because there's less food that's left. But it's presumably not Mosif Pan Chadash. It's not contributing a new flavor, a new dimension, or anything.
How does the Maharivayal suggest getting food out then?
How does Maharivayal say you get food out? So Zot the Mishnah Brura, that obviously you take the pot, turn it over, and dump it. Right? This is already an interesting mahalach. Right? The only way to get food out is by doing the lift and dump. And the Mishnah Brura writes, the Magen Avraham already says that people don't do this by kitnius, because by kitnius, it'll get ruined if you try that stunt. And the Mishnah Brura writes about this Maharivayal, that what you should do is Yahapocha Kedera Lakaira Velo Yotzi Lakaf, but I am Va'ayin Bachronim Delona Hagin and Lahachmir Bazai. Yeah, no daheki. Right? In other words, the Mishnah verse says that our minhag is not to be Machmir, because Ha'ikar Kamosha Kasavnu Mitrila, the Adamanat Mavushal Kot Sarko, even Hagosa is Mutter. If you want to be Machmir and Hagosa. But Hotsa'a Bekaf, you shouldn't be Machmir when it's Nispashal Kol Tzarkoi. So, Nispashal Kol Tzarkoi, not on the Eish, there seems to be, with the exception of this funny Maharivayal, it seems like we hold that taking food out of the pot when it's Shelo Agabe Ha'esh, and it is Mevushal Kol Tzarkoi, we paskin that is going to be okay. What about taking the food out of the pot when it is not nispashal kol tzarkai? So the Mechaber, quoting the Rambam in Perek Gimel, the Mechaber says that if the food is not in a special called sarka, you should not be multi bekaf. Even, right, you should not be multi bekaf if it's not in a special called sarka. Now, this din means that if it is in a special called sarka, you can be multi bekaf. But it's not clear in the Mechaber if I can be multi bekaf when it is nispashal kol tzarkoi, is that even when it's on the fire? Again, let's go slowly. Sfaradim hold that you should not be multi bekaf if it is not nispashal kol tzarkoi. If it is nispashal kol tzarkoi, I can be multi bekaf. What does that mean? So the Mishnah Brura quotes a machlokas between the El Yerabah and the other Achronim as to whether, according to the Mechaber, you can be Moitzi B'Kaf when it's Al Gabe Ha'esh and Nispashal Kol Tzarkoi. Everybody holds within the Mechaber that Shalom Al Gabe Ha'esh and Nispashal Kol Tzarkoi is permitted to be Moitzi B'Kaf. But if it's Agave Ha'esh and Nispasho Kol Tzarko, meaning Bishol is not really Shayach anymore, so then there's the Machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah if I could still be Motzi B'Kaf. That seems to be the Sugya. It could be that those who Aser being Motzi B'Kaf when it's Agave Ha'esh, even though there is no real Bishol that is Shayach, but nonetheless, we're worried that you'll be magus. And if I'm magus, I will be mosif pan chadash in the food. It could be that those who aser, the aser being mitzi bekaf, it's a gezeira that I might be magus. And once I have a gezeira that I might be magus, that might be the hesber of the Maharivayal that we didn't understand 5 minutes ago. I remember, the Maharivayal is super duper machmir, man. Maharivayal says, don't be motzi b'kaf, even if it's shaloh al gabei ha'esh, even if it is mevushal kol tzarko. Right? That's why the Mishnah Berurah says, like, how the heck do you get the food out of the pot? So Mishnah Berurah says, do the dump. But we said, okay, fine. So the metzias is what I understand. But in lomdis, like, what's the problem? Right? If it's shaloh al gabei ha'esh, I can't be makariv bishul. Right? And even Mekarev Bishul is only reasonable l'cha'ira if there's Hagasa. Perhaps you have Ramesha Svar, that Hagasa is Mekarev Bishul even if it's Mavushal Kol Tzarko, because there's some pieces that are not Mavushal Kol Tzarko. But Hotza'a B'Kaf, the only possible issue is that I am Mekarev the Bishul, but Kirev Bishul isn't Shayach if it's Shalom Gabe Ha'esh, so what's the Pshat in the Maharivayal? So it could be the Maharivayal would say that it's Osir to be motzi b'kaf dilma magus, and if I'm magus, I'll be mosif a pan chadash in the food.
But isn't magus just derbanan?
Yeah.
So since when do we do a derbanan, a gzeira on a derbanan?
Yeah, come on, like we do this all the time. Let's be honest. This whole thing that we don't make gzeiras like gzeiras, and we don't make gzeiras like to draw bananas, it's like more honored in the breach. Then it's actually, we do this. I remember when I was in the 11th grade in Yeshiva Farakwa, Rabbi Yoshua Kalish told us that he thinks that this rule of not making a gezeira like gezeira, it comes up like 6 or 7 times in Shas, but it's really not makubal in most areas of halacha. And he like gave a whole shiur, which because I was a high school kid, I don't remember, but he tried to show that like there's really no such rule on the fundamental level that we don't make gezeiras like gezeiras. I should ask him about it. So the word is azoy. The Rambam halacha lemaisa assumes that you cannot be motzi b'kaf. You can't ladle out when the food is on the fire, and the food is not mevushal kol tzarkoi. That's what the Rambam seems to say. The Rambam is understood by the Magen Mishnah. That seems to be one possible pshat in the Mechaber, although it could be that the Mechaber holds that if it's Mevush, it's unclear from the Mechaber if it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko and it's on the Eish, is that permitted or not? That's unclear. That's the Machlokes El Yerab and the rest of Judaism. The Rama writes that L'chatchila Yesh Li Zohar Af B'Kedera B'Chol Inyin, meaning that even if it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko, we aser magus. Stirring is aser imens mevushal kol tzarkoi. L'chatchila, we are machmir on this. That's what the Rama says. Shelo agabei ha'esh, mevushal kol tzarkoi, we don't stir, but we are not choshesh for the Maharivayal not to be motzi b'kaf if it's shelo agabei ha'esh and mevushal kol tzarkoi. That's what emerges. In the poskim, there are a few kulas that they bring up by this din of Hagasa. I remember as a kid in Camp Monk. So one summer I ended up working as a waiter for half of the summer. They gave me a counselor thing. The second half, I was like a waiter. The first half, I never wanted to be a waiter, but I got stuck with it. So I'm in the kitchen on Shabbos, obviously. And there's a big pot of hot water. And they have a ladle sitting in the pot. And whenever people wanted a cup of tea, they would take the ladle out of the pot and pour it into their cup. And you want to go to a sec, another cup afterwards, right? Flish, leashy, whatever, you could do that. But that's what they did. So I was very nervous. I'm like, what about Hagosa? What about stirring? Right? I have a ladle in the... So I looked into it then, and now, and all the posts can say this, they quote from Yeshua of Kutna, the Avnei Nezer has a true but quote from Yeshua of Kutna, that there's no din of magus by liquids. L'cha'ayra, a liquid is uniform. It has the same consistency. Water, right? Part A of the pot and part B of the pot is all the same. There's no din of magus on water. If the water is mevushal kol tzarkai, even if it's agave ha'esh, right, that's what we did in Camp Monk, it's going to be okay. Because what's the concern? Your motzi b'kaf, the concern is maybe you're going to be magus. What din of magus is there? But Moshe says magus means I speed up the cooking. Maybe some of the stuff was not fully cooked. Both water, it's all the same. It's all fully cooked, right? Making the cooking go faster, right? It's all fully cooked. It's bubbling. It's boiling. So l'cha'ora, that's the din of Rabbi Yeshua of Kutna. It happens that Rabbi Avram Chaim Nun in Sefer Ketzos HaShulchan, he says, since none of the classical poskim distinguish between water and other foods, so you should not be magus even water. But Minhag HaOlam is clearly like Rabbi Yeshua of Kutna. Mr. Blau, you raised your hand.
So does how is Rabbi Yeshua of Kutna defining a liquid? Like, does it have to be completely uniform, or like would this theoretically be like a kula for like a very liquidy chola?
Yeah, so I think liquid has to be mamish completely uniform. And I would argue that even a chicken soup with, let's say, some vegetables in it is not fully uniform, right? So then I have to be worried about some sort of magus. Again, so stirring the pot is going to be an issue. But being mitzi b'kaf, the minhag is against the marivayel, that just ladling out is okay once the food is fully cooked and shalal agave ha'esh. That seems to be perfectly fine.
But if so then if it was, if you happen to like, if you made chicken soup, you took out all the anything that was like chunky from it. So like all the chicken, all the vegetables from it, and then just heated up the broth, served the broth, and then put the vegetables in it and chicken, whatever, then theoretically you could do that then.
I think so. I mean, yeah, that sounds like that's okay. In other words, I would assume that the broth is considered a uniform liquid. Yeah. So that's one yesod of Hagasa. Another yesod of Hagasa, Rav Rimon has this in his Sefer, page 295. I don't recall who he quotes, but it's just very reasonable that the din of Hagasa is only I stir something. The chash and the postim of being motzi b'kaf is when I take something out, there's going to be less food that remains and everything will cook faster. Let's say I use a fork to take it out. So if I use a fork, right, so there's no din of hagasa in the sense of impacting on anything else. I have a bunch of pieces of schnitzel, no? If I take one off with a fork, so it's not impacting anything else. So there's no hagasa in the classical stirring way. Do I have to be worried that I'm speeding up the cooking process? Maybe, but if the food is already fully cooked, the cha'ira is no concern of speeding up the cooking process. So taking something out with a fork, Rav Rimon points out, should be heter gomer. Let me just check my notes if there's anything I didn't say about about Hagusa, but I could take questions while I'm checking my notes. Yeah. Yes, Mr. Blau.
Sorry if this is very nitpicky. Couldn't that theoretically be a problem if you had a very large something? So, like, go back to the chicken soup, I guess. If you had just a very large piece of chicken in your chicken soup and you took it out with a fork, then there would be significantly, like, the level of the liquid would be significantly lower.
Right. So significantly lowering the level of the liquid.
It would be the same thing.
A problem of Kirov-Bichl, but if the food is Bichl cold sarcoy and it's not on the fire, but however, there should be no concern of Kirov-Bichl.
Right, but I'm saying if it's on the fire,
that's a machlokus that the Mishnah Berurah quoted between the Elyeh Rab and the other Achronim about whether something that's on the fire and is fully cooked, am I nervous about Kirov-Bichl in that case? But if it's shaloh agabe ha'esh, l'cha'ora, it should be heter gomor.
And the Roma wouldn't still be mafmir on that? Because isn't the Roma mafmir on Lushel Kol Tarfo and not on the ish?
Right.
I would think it would be the same thing.
The Rama, slowly. The Rama himself is mafmir even in Hotsa Bekah, but that part of the Rama is not accepted. Right? We only accept it in terms of Hagasa when the Chaloa Gabi Ha'esh, even if it's Mufushon Kol Sarkai. Removing with a fork is definitely not Hagasa. That's the point, right? Removing with a fork, in the worst case scenarios, right? Removing with a fork is definitely not Hagasa, so that should be okay when the Chaloa Gabi Ha'esh, the Kuliyama. Okay, gentlemen, any questions or comments or observations? Mr. Albert, how are you?
Good. So you said that we were machmir for motzi bikaf, even lo al gabei eish, correct?
Whoa, who's we? The Maharivayal is machmir, and that Maharivayal assumes that the only way to get the food out of your pot is doing the dump. The Mishnah Berurah says, lo no haken came. We don't have that chumrah.
Didn't you say before, maybe I'm mixing up, that you said, you're saying not to be megas.
Not to be megas, right? Stirring is different than being motzi bekaf.
So if I have a cholent that comes out of the crock pot, I take out the insert, and before I pour it into a bowl to bring to the table, I want it to stir it, so that would be us, or you think.
So that's a chumrah of the kolbo not to do it. That's exactly correct. When my cholent, which is fully cooked, comes off of the crock pot, it's now shaloy al gabei ha'esh, I put it down to my trivet or wherever it is, right? I should not stir it. Right? It's a chumra natu, but it's a chumra.
But if I pour it into another bowl, will I be able to stir that?
I think the chumra of stirring would apply even in another bowl. Remember, you're saying because once it's in another bowl, it's a cliché,
and then you're not worried about Bichl issues.
And there's no Bichl at all. There's a Davar Gush that itself is a Chumra. I mean, the problem is...
Meaning, are you ever never able to mix cholent when it comes? Meaning, you can't mix it while it's in the pot, even lo al gabei eish? And you can't mix it when it comes out, even in another bowl, so you'd never be able to mix cholent.
Let's be slow. Let's go slowly. It's a chumra of the kolbo that the Rama accepts. It's a chumra of the kolbo. Right? In other words, it's a chumra. You should try to do it if you can. It's a chumra.
Then we also say we don't chumra on top of each
right,
other.
So maybe I could hear this part. It went into cliché-y. Already, if I take it out of the pot and I put the pot into a tureen or something, so then stirring it, that I totally hear. I totally hear that.
Because if you don't say that, you can never stir a cholent.
Yes, if you don't say that, you can. Well, if you don't say that, so then you should be machmir never to stir a cholent. You should be machmir. I saw Mr. Blau had a hand up before.
It's somewhat unrelated to this. I just wanted to answer the die question. If no one else has more questions,
anyone else have more questions? Okay, gentlemen, have a marvelous Shabbos. You can log off and Yeah, you know what? Let me stop the recording just in case. Yeah.